Namaham Vishnu Pataya Krishna Krishna Pristaya Bhutanai Shrimate Vati Vedanta Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Paramahansa Paracharya Alsutada Satashi Shimad, His Divine Grace Abhaya Charanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananta Gaudi Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Premse Gaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidhweta Gadadha Shivasiddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopagopinath Shyamkund Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavanam Ki Jai, Mathuranam Ki Jai, Jagannatha Swami Ki Jai, Yamunamai Kajai, Srimati Lasi Devi Kajai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Kajai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Kajai, Gaur Premananda, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya, Bhutale Srimati Bhakta Vedanta Swamini Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pacharani Nivashesha Srinivadi Paschacha Deja Tardi. So, I guess we're going to wish Happy Mother's Day to everybody. In America, it's Mother's Day. I don't know if it's Mother's Day everywhere else, so we wish Happy Mother's Day to everybody who is a mother. And I wish Happy Mother's Day to me, because I have to be a mother to all my disciples. Change their diapers regularly. Anyway, so the mother, father, everything. So they didn't tell me about this beforehand. Anyway, so on that happy note, So, Om Ganatimananda Shaganjana Shilakaya Chakshur and Meditam Yena Tasmai Shigurve Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. And we are going to continue with the reading of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're on the third chapter of the Majjalila, and we're going to start in a second, I guess. Yeah, we could start. So, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Okay, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, text 168 in chapter 3 of the Majjalila. Okay, Shri Vasudhi Yata Prabhura Viprabhakta Gana Prabhu Ke Vikshadite Haila Sabhakaramana. Since Advaita Acharya was giving alms and food to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the other devotees headed by Srivastava also desired to give him alms and invite him for lunch. Oh, we actually read this. And actually, it's good we comment on this again, that it is the duty of all the grahasthas. Yeah, we did that, read this one. I'll read it again. Since this is an advertisement for sannyasis, it's the duty of all the grahasthas to invite a sannyasi to their homes if he happens to be in the neighborhood or village. This very system is still current in India, and if a sannyasi is in the neighborhood of a village, he is invited by all the householders one after another. As long as a sannyasi remains in the village, he enlightens the inhabitants of spiritual understanding. In other words, a sannyasi has no housing or food problems, even when he travels extensively. Even though a Dvaitacharya was supplying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with prasadam, the other devotees from Navadvipa and Chandipura also desired to offer him prasadam. That is the etiquette. Of course, in America, it's a little different. You hardly get invited to anyone's home in America because they don't have the same culture. Even the devotees are not trained in that same culture. And even if you go to someone's house, they can't figure how to cook. And even if they can figure how to cook, they don't know how to cook healthy. And even if they know how to cook healthy, they probably don't want to take the effort. And actually, in the Vedic culture, or the Krishna conscious culture, on the other hand, Prabhupada said it's kitchen religion. Kitchen religion means it's hospitality, and you take care of guests. In fact, there's something called a very important system. That is, when one comes to your house, Atithi Narayan, without an appointment, that person is to be treated as Narayan. It's not that you, that means God, not that you slam the door in his face and say, come back some other time, Maharaj. We don't have anything in the house. In fact, you find so many stories of grahasthas willing to sacrifice everything when a sannyasi comes to their house. Everything. Whatever sannyasi asks for. Like you have Visvamitra Muni coming to the house of Dasarath. And of course, he didn't ask for food, but he asked for Dasarath's son, Ram. And Dasarath had to give it. So, Shuni, Shachi, Sabah. And actually, just an interesting thing. Prabhupada, before he came to America, he would often ask different grahasthas to give him one of their sons. And even though they had many sons, they absolutely refused. So then when Prabhupada came to the Western world, he didn't ask the grahasthas to give one of their sons. He took their sons. Because they didn't, in the West, we don't have the culture that you have to listen to your parents. Anyway, there's a positive side to it and a negative side to it. So Prabhupada just said, come with me. I'm the Pied Piper, the spiritual Pied Piper. And actually, there's that interesting story when Prabhupada took two of the sons of one mother, obviously. There's one mother, two sons. I don't know what happened with the father. But anyway, he took two of the sons. Their names were Brahmananda and Gargamuni. And the mother went to visit. Rather, she was pretty upset. And Prabhupada said to the sons, touch the feet of your mother. So they touched the feet of their mother. And the mother was a little pacified. And Prabhupada was sort of having a nice talk with the mother. And finally, Prabhupada said, now that I'm taking care of your sons, they have so many needs. Would you be willing to give a little donation to help take care of your sons? And the mother, at that point, fire started coming from her ears. And she said to Prabhupada, what do you want? I have given two of my sons, and now you're asking me for money? So that's A devotee tries to get everything for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A devotee is not greedy for anything personally, but he wants everyone and everything and every aspect of the material creation to be utilized in the Lord's service. A devotee sees everything as connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he has compassion for all living entities. So Srila Prabhupada's talking to the mother and asking the mother for a donation was not because Prabhupada needed the money. It was because Prabhupada wanted to engage her more and more in Krishna's service. Because a devotee is Vanchakalpa, Thurivishcha, Kripa Sindhu, an ocean of mercy. And if we are not feeling mercy towards all living entities, then it means we're not so advanced in devotional service, or not advanced at all. So whenever we see a living entity, we should just feel our hearts open up with compassion. Just like today, I was speaking to the devotees, where in Slovenia, by Zoom, and I was talking about how there are sometimes ants in my house. I don't know if there are any here right now. And I feel great compassion. Sometimes I go in the shower and there's this big spider on the wall. And I just feel, how can I help that spider? I feel so much compassion and love for the spider. Why do we feel love for some living entities and disgust or anger or bitterness towards other living entities? Because we're thinking of ourselves. Just like the question was raised today during the Slovenian darshan, how can we or should we be detached from our relationships? And my answer was, of course, this lady was asking specifically, or the man was asking specifically in regard to his wife, who happened to be sitting right next to him, so that is a very sensitive question. And so my answer was, we should be detached from exploiting others in our relationships. In other words, right now when we have relationships, we are thinking what the other person can do for me, you know, how the other person can serve me, make me happy, just satisfy my needs. That's what we're thinking, I and mine, the two divisions of false ego. Well, the opposite of the two divisions of false ego is that everything belongs to Krishna. Everything is meant for Krishna's pleasure, and Krishna is everything, isn't it? In fact, Krishna is expanded. Mamivamsa, jiva loke, jiva bhuta sanatana. Krishna is expanded. All these living entities, of course not, they are 100% identical with Krishna, but not one and different simultaneously, but they're Krishna's parts and parcels. So one who, yas tu sarvani bhutani atmane bhanam pashati, sarva bhuteshu chatmanam, tatong navi gigupshate, then one who sees everyone connected with Krishna will feel love for everyone, whether it's the ant or the spider or the cockroach, or one's wife or husband. So what I said to this person is that we're not interested in becoming detached from the person per se. We are interested in being detached from the conception that that person is the need-fulfilling agent for me. But I'm attached to the concept. I'm attached to the person thinking, how can I satisfy that person's needs, including the spiritual need? We're not talking about desires. There's a difference between desires and needs. Needs are things that you need. For example, that's really easy. Well, it's easy to say needs are for what you, these are what you need. It's defining the thing by itself. Okay, let's give you an example. I need liquid nourishment. Okay. Water. Okay. Okay. So I need water. That's everybody needs water. That's a need. I want to make sure that you get enough water, I get enough water. But my desire may be to drink Perrier water. Now, for those of you who don't know what Perrier water is, it is water that is imported from France. You know, special water in the bottles with bubbles of it that come from a certain spring in France. So that's a desire. But the need behind that is to drink water. So to drink water, I just turn on the tap or the faucet, depending what country you're in. You know, it's called by different things. Turn on the water and fill a glass and drink it. So that's fine. But my desires may be endless for this type of water or that type of juice. Or, I mean, you got people who sometimes are like really crazy types of juice. I know one devotee who takes kasha juice. I mean, not everybody's normal. So anyway, so that's an illustration how needs are different than desires. Desires may indicate a need, but the needs may be completely different from what you desire. Got it. So we should be very concerned that people's basic needs are fulfilled, because when people's basic needs are not fulfilled, they're not going to be interested in spiritual life. So everyone has to have water, food, a place to live, clean air, and then friends, family, loving relationships, and then finally self-realization. So this is part of Krishna consciousness. So anyway, so I explained that it's not that we want to become detached from people we love, we want to be attached to helping them ultimately in their progressive path. Because if you love someone, you want the best thing for them. Like if I really love someone, I want them to be happy. Not only happy now by getting them periyar water, but happy eternally. If you love someone, why wouldn't you want them to be happy eternally? You may think, well, I just want to placate them right now. Placate means this, you know, pacify them so they won't harass me. That may be your consciousness, but that is not love. Love means ultimately, swartha gatim hi Vishnu, the ultimate goal, to help them become happy eternally. Kevalananda kanda bhajabhajabhai chaitanya nitai. So anyways, this is really important. So it's not that we're interested in being detached from people, being detached from our family. We are interested in being attached for the right reasons. Got it? The right reasons, not the wrong reasons. Wrong reasons means what you can do for me. Right reasons means what I can do for you in knowledge of your ultimate self-interest. Okay, let's continue. Sorry about that. Just thought I would share what our discussion was. Hearing these proposals made by the other devotees, Mother Sachi said to the devotees, how many times shall I get the chance to see Nibai again? Toma sabasane khabeya nyatra milana muni abhiganira matrahe darachana. Sachi Mata submitted, as far as you were concerned, you can meet Nimai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu many times somewhere else. But what is the possibility of my ever meeting him again? I shall have to remain at home. A sannyasi never returns to his home. That's also very important. Why does a sannyasi never return to his home? Interesting question. Because the home has many subtle and gross attachments. His village. Let's not just talk about the home, the house. Let's talk about the village, his neighborhood, his friends. There's always an attachment there. Just like the other day, because I have not returned to my home, but the other day, actually it was the other month, not even the other day, probably the other year, I went on Google Maps, or Google Earth, sorry, and I zoomed in on the house that I spent most of my time at when I was a child. And I zoomed in on the roof. Of course, I didn't spend most of my time on the roof, But then I was just thinking, oh, this is where my bedroom was. This is where I played outside with my brother. And so many useless memories came back. And so, and those memories, you know, you're going to say, all right, it's a memory. But then really we want to be attached to helping others and attached to serving the Supreme Personality of God and just being absorbed in those things that draw us to this material realm or keep us in this material realm. It's not helpful for sannyasi. Others, it's all right. But sannyasis are supposed to consider the whole world to be their home. Abhaya sattva samshuddhi jnana yoga vibhastati. Fearless. Krishna's always protecting me. I always have a place to sleep. And at least I can sleep on the ground. In the Bhagavatam it says, what is the use of a bed if there's plenty of earthen flats to lie on? You won't die. You don't need a fancy mattress. Like nowadays, they advertise these mattresses that you can set mattress set numbers to, so they become, let's say, soft or hard, depending on your needs. So number four, I think you need to dial the mattress to number four today to enjoy, or number five. But actually, you can sleep on the floor. That's right. You probably sleep pretty well. And if you work real hard, you'll sleep very well. The reason people don't sleep well is because they're not working hard. If you're sitting at your desk all day long behind your computer, obviously, how are you going to sleep at night? Got to get up, move, dance for Krishna. So Bhagavatam says, what is the use of soft beds? What is the use of a pillow when you have your arms and your hands? What is the use of a home when there's caves in the mountain? So I am not saying we should be so austere like that, but a sannyasi has to think like that. That even if everything's taken away, don't be fearful. Abhaya, abhaya. That means without fear, like Prabhupada's name is Abhay Charanaravinda. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Because freedom from fear, because one has taken shelter to the lotus feet of the Lord, knows that the Lord's going to protect you, the Lord, and maintain you. The Lord may not give you everything you ask for. He may give you something really austere, but He'll take care of your needs. Ananya Shinto Yanto Mam, Ye Janak Paryupasate, Tesham Nityubiyuktamam, Yogikshemi Vahamayaham. Krishna says, for those who are devoted to me, I preserve what they have and I protect what they have. I provide all their needs, not what they desire. You know, they may desire a... Just like the other day, someone was asking me, what do you desire, Maharaj, for your travels? And I said, I would like a private jet. And so, you know, obviously, I'm not going to have a private jet, so I can travel whatever way Krishna wants. I'm a surrendered soul. So Mother Sachi appeared to all the devotees to give her this charity. As long as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at the house of Advaita Acharya, only she would supply him food. Shuni Bhakta Gana, Kahi Kari Namaskara, Matara Ye Icha Se Samata Sabara. Hearing this appeal from Mother Sachi, all the devotees offer their obeisances and said, we all agree to whatever Mother Sachi desires. Matara Vyagrata, Dehi Prabhura Vyagramana, Bhakta Gana Ekatra Kari, Balila Vachana. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw his mother's great eagerness, he became a little agitated. He therefore assembled all the devotees present and spoke to them. Toma Sabara Agna, Vina, Tali Lama Vrindavana, Yaite Nari La Vigna, Koila Nivartana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed them all, without your order, I tried to go to Vrindavan. There was some obstacle, however, and I had to return. Yadyapi Sahasa Ami, Kriyachi Sanyasa, tathapi tomasava haiti nahiva udasa. My dear friends, although I have suddenly accepted this renounced order, I still know that I shall never be indifferent to you. Tomas suha na chadiva yavadami jiva matari tavadami chadaite nariva. My dear friends, as long as I remain manifest, I shall never give you up, nor shall I be able to give up my mother. Lord Chaitanya is called the best of devotees of mothers. Sanyasira dharma nahi sanyasa karina nija janma stani rahe kutumba gandha. After accepting sannyas, it is not the duty of a sannyasi to remain at his birthplace encircled by relatives. Keha yena he mali nakari nindana se yukti kaha yate rahai dvi dharma. Make some arrangements so they may not leave you, and at the same time, people may not blame me for remaining with relatives after taking sannyas. This is really important. One has to give up his comfort zone to be a sannyasi. You know, sometimes people think by taking sannyas, I get more of a comfort zone. No. You have to give up your comfort zone. You know, right now you may be situated, let's say in Alachua, where everybody is nice to you and serving you. Everything is taken care of. You have a place to stay. And a previous families there, and you may think, oh, everything's taken care of. Even the sannyas ministry agrees this is a good idea. But you have to go outside your comfort zone. That's really important. I mean, when I took sannyas, I was outside my comfort zone, and I am really anxious to start traveling again so I can be outside of my comfort zone too. Because here, I'm home in my comfort zone. Home. Sannyasi is a home. I'm here in the comfort zone, and I have my little kitchen, and my deities, and my Instapot. That's not a bad thing. It's something to use for cooking. And I have all my ingredients for cooking, and every day all the ingredients are delivered to the door. And every day, if I want something, I just go on Amazon and it's delivered. And everyone is very nice to me, and they provide my car, and it's very comfortable, and the bed is very soft. So it's time to hit the road, Maharaj. Pran Govinda, I thought you would get the hint. I was saying a lot of things I was just saying for the benefit of Mr. Govinda. So, Shunya Prabhurae Madhuravachana Shachipasa Charyadi Karila Gamana. After hearing Lord Chaitanya's statement, all the devotees headed by Advaitacharya approached Mother Shachi. Prabhura Nivedana Tandre Sakala Kahila Shuni Shachi Jangan Mahata Kite Lagila. When they submitted Lord Chaitanya's statement, Mother Shachi, who is the mother of the universe, began to speak. Tenon Yari Ihan Rahe Tabimora Sukha Tanra Ninda Haya Yari Se Mora Dukha. Shachi Mata said, it will be great happiness for me if Nimai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stays here. But at the same time, if someone blames him, it will be my great unhappiness. So Shachi Mata is feeling this conflict right now. She wants Lord Chaitanya to stay close, maybe not in Navadvip, however in Shantipur, where Advaitacharya is, because that's familiar with her. But she's thinking, he's going to really be criticized if he does that. Yeah, for sannyasi, lives too comfortable a life. It's criticism for him. Sannyasi has to risk himself in preaching Krishna consciousness. And that's how the whole movement got spread. Srila Prabhupada sent sannyasis, grihasthas, everywhere to risk themselves with no money to preach Krishna consciousness to the four corners of the earth. And the reason that the movement is flourishing right now all around the world. And I was just hearing about how well the movement is doing in Russia. I mean, so many restaurants, so many sanghas, so much preaching. And a lot of that preaching is done by some of our second generation or third generation devotees, who many of them have become gurus, or some of them have become gurus, not many. It's just wonderful, and that's because devotees, the early devotees, took risks in preaching Krishna consciousness. They didn't have a large society to back them up. They just went somewhere, like the devotees, the three couples went to London. And Krishna reciprocated. And Prabhupada, look at the risks Prabhupada took. That's a sannyas. Not simply staying in a comfortable temple. It is a great happiness for a mother if her son does not leave home to search out Krishna but remains with her. At the same time, if a son does not search after Krishna but simply remains at home, he is certainly blamed by experienced saintly persons. Such blame certainly causes great unhappiness for a mother. If a real mother wants her son to progress spiritually, so remember, this is Mother's Day, so this is what you mothers should be thinking of. Not simply holding him back with your apron strings. At a certain point, you got to cut the apron strings. You still love your mother, but you got to cut the apron strings. That's a good mother. She had better allow him to go out searching for Krishna. The mother naturally desires the welfare of the son. If a mother does not allow her son to search for Krishna, she is called Ma, which indicates Maya. It's interesting. Prabhupada's making a play on words. By allowing her son to go as a sannyasi in search for Krishna, Shachimata instructs all mothers of the world. She indicates that all sons should become real devotees of Krishna and should not stay at home under the care of an affectionate mother. Ooh-wee. This is supported by Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text 18. Very important verse. Gurur na sasyat, swajano na sasyat. This is Lord Rishabhadeva speaking. Pitana sasyat, janani na sasyat. Daivam na tatyan na patishchit sasyan. Namochiedya samupet amrityum. No one should become a spiritual master, nor a relative, father, mother, worshipful deity, or a husband, if he cannot help a person escape the imminent path of death. Every living entity is wandering within the universe, subject to the laws of karma, and transmigrating from one body to another, from one planet to another. Therefore, the whole Vedic process is meant to save the wandering living entities from the clutches of Maya, birth, death, old age, and disease. This means stopping the cycle of birth and death. This cycle can be stopped only if one worships Krishna, as the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, the 4th chapter, text 9. Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvataha chatva deham puna janma naiti mam eti sojana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode. Gorgeous. To stop the cycle of birth and death, one has to understand Krishna as he is. Simply by knowing Krishna, one can stop the process of rebirth in the material world. By acting in Krishna consciousness, one can return to Godhead. The highest perfection of life is for a father, mother, spiritual master, husband, or any other family member to help others return home back to Godhead. That is the most preferred welfare activity for the benefit of relatives. Therefore, Shachi Mata, although the mother of Nimai Pandit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, considered all the facts and decided to allow her son to go out and search for Krishna. At the same time, she made some arrangements in order that she might get news of all the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very important. So try to understand, Sachimata, whose husband had previously passed away, was basically, I mean, not completely alone. She also had Lord Chaitanya's wife from the previous ashram, Vishnupriya, and her, this great devotee, Ishan, who was assisting him. But basically, what was most dear to her, she gave to Krishna. Can you imagine the thing that is most, or the person that is most dear to you, you give to Krishna? Wow. the person who you were just depending on to fulfill your needs, emotional and otherwise, you give to Krishna. And you won't be the loser. So, anyway, I'm not preaching to anyone in particular, you know. But this is important. If you're actually mother or father or worshipful deity or guru, whatever, give the person to Krishna. Tateya yukti balamora manelaya dilachile rahe yadi dvikarya haiha. Mother Shachi said, this consideration is good. In my opinion, if Nimai remains at Jagannath Puri, he may not leave any one of us and at the same time can remain aloof as a sannyasi. Thus both purposes are fulfilled because Jagannath Puri is close to Navadvip, and so then there could be interaction between Navadvip and Jagannath Puri, and then she'll be able to hear everything about Lord Chaitanya, what he's doing. Okay? So, yes, good to see you, Govinda. Govinda, who? Nilachale Navadvipe Yena dvi gara loka gata gati varta pabe nirantara. Since Jagannath Puri and Navadvip are intimately related, as if they were two rooms in the same house, people from Navadvip generally go to Jagannath Puri, and those in Jagannath Puri go to Navadvip. This going and coming will help carry news of Lord Chaitanya, and this way I will be able to get news of him. Wow. So, tumi saba kadite para. Gamana gamana gangasnani kabu kabe tundra agamana. All your devotees will be able to come and go, and sometimes he may also come to take his bath in the Ganges. Apanara duka suka tahanahi gani tanra ye suka tahani jasuka mani. I do not care for my personal happiness or unhappiness, but only for his happiness. Indeed, I accept his happiness as my happiness. So this is Sachimata's love for her son, and of course her love for her son is love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is actually the same mood that Krishna's mother has, of course. Mother Sachi is not different than Krishna's mother. The same mood that Radharani has, the same mood that all of Krishna's pure devotees have. I do not care for my personal happiness or unhappiness, but only for his happiness. This is love. This is what love is, the definition of love. Shuni bhakta gana tandri karila stavana vidagna kaiche mata tamara vachana. After hearing Sachimata, all the devotees offered their prayers and assured her that her order, like a Vedic injunction, would be followed. Oh, could not be violated, sorry. Bhaktagana Prabhuage Asiya Kahila Shuniya Prabhu Ramane Ananda Haila. All the devotees informed Lord Chaitanya of Sachimata's decision. Hearing it, the Lord became very pleased. Navadvipa Vasiyari Yata Bhakta Gana Sabhari Samana Kari Balila Vachana. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered respects to all the devotees present from Navadvipa and other towns, speaking to them as follows. Tumi sabaloka mora parama bandava he vikshama gon more deya tumi sabha. My dear friends, you are all my intimate friends. Now I am begging a favor of you. Please give it to me. Gari anyakara sada Krishna sankirtan Krishna nama Krishna katha Krishna aradhana. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested them all to return home and begin chanting the holy name congregationally. He also requested them to worship Krishna, chant his holy name, and discuss his holy pastimes. And Prabhupada explains here that the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Hare Krishna movement, is very nicely explained by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu authoritatively. It is not that everyone has to take sannyas like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone can execute the cult of Krishna consciousness at home as ordered by the Lord. Everyone can congregationally chant the holy name of Krishna, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. One can discuss the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and install deities of Radhakrishna or Gauranatai or both and worship them very carefully in one's own home. It is not that we have to open different centers all over the world. Whoever cares for the Krishna consciousness movement can install deities at home and under superior guidance. Worship the deity regularly, chanting the Maha Mantra and discussing the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. We are actually teaching in our classes how to go about this. One who feels that he is not yet ready to live in a temple or undergo strict regulative principles in the temple, especially householders who live with a wife and children, can start a center at home by installing the deity, worshipping the Lord morning and evening, chanting Hare Krishna, and discussing the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyone can do this at home without difficulty. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested all the devotees present to do so. Very nice. Agna deha nilachale kariye gamana majje majje hasi tumaya divadarashana. After thus instructing the devotees, the Lord asked their permission to go to Jagannath Puri. He assured them that at intervals he would come there and meet them again and again. Etabale sabakare ishad hafshina vidaya karila prabhu samana karina. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, offering due respects to all the devotees and smiling very mildly, bade them farewell. Sabavidaya diya prabhu chalita karila madha harirasa kandi kare karuna vachana. After requesting all the devotees to return home, the Lord decided to go to Jagannath Puri. At that time, Haridas Thakur began to cry and speak some pathetic words. Wow. Nilachale yabe tumi mora kongati nilachale aite mora nahika shokati. Haridas Thakur said, you are going to Jagannath Puri and that is all right. But what will be my destination? I am not able to go to Jagannath Puri. And we'll just finish this up right here. Although Srila Haridas Thakur was born in a Muslim family, he was accepted as a properly initiated Brahmin. As such, he had every right to enter the temple of Jagannath Puri. But because there were some rules and regulations stipulating that only Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras, members of the Varnashram Dharma system, could enter, Haridas Thakur, out of his great humility, did not want to violate these existing rules. Wow. He therefore said that he did not have the strength to enter the temple and pointed out that if Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived within the temple, there would be no way for Haridas Thakur to see him. Later, when Haridas Thakur went to Jagannath Puri, he lived outside the temple at a place called Siddhavakula. A monastery has now been erected there known as Siddhavakula Mata. People who visit Jagannath Puri often go to see Siddhavakula and the tomb of Haridas Thakur on the beach by the sea. And I've been there and seen that tomb, and Siddhavakula is a beautiful tree under which Haridas Thakur chanted. And that tree is maybe passed away, but anyway, devotees sometimes took pieces of the tree, which was not appropriate for them to do. So now we will take some questions. Let me just write this down. We got up to text 194. Okay, let's take some questions. Hold on a second. And now I believe you can unmute yourselves and ask questions. Who wants to ask a question? Any sincere souls there? Are there any sincere souls?
Please accept my humble obeisances. Always to Prabhupada.
Man Govinda. Yeah, so when are you leaving Alachua? When you leave in Alachua?
Thank you so much for free. I can come to your place and live there as your servant, menial servant.
But Prahlad Nandamara says you have to stay in Alachua.
Yeah, that's what Bhakti Chal Maharaj and told me before he left, and also Radhanath Maharaj told me just obey their order will be easier than just But you are my mentor, so I have to follow your order.
No, what can we do? Just remain in a comfortable position, enjoying life. Just remain happy with all your prasadam supplied every day. Don't learn how to cook.
Oh, Maharaj. You know my weakness. Yes.
Yes. A sannyasi has to be completely detached from what they're, from the food. I mean, of course, you can be attached to eating simply. But you have to be like Lord Ramchandra. Lord Ramchandra was a king. And he was asked to go 14 years in exile in the forest. And he did not eat nice food for 14 years. Basically, roots and berries and whatever he could collect from the trees. So sometimes we are so adapted to having everything just supplied to us. I'll give you an example in my own life. It wasn't my attachment. One time I was in Fiji many, many years ago, before you were born. I was in Fiji and I was taking a plane from a very small island to somewhere else. And the plane was late, and it was breakfast time, and it was Sunday. Got it? Sunday. So, because it was breakfast time and Sunday, the devotees always were worried. All the supermarkets are closed. The markets are closed. What are we going to give you to eat, Maharaj? And I said to the devotees, this is a tropical place, I said, look at the tree over there. What type of tree is that? And the devotee said, that's a banana tree. And I said, what grows on a banana tree? And they said, bananas. And I said, go to the banana tree and get some bananas. So they went to the banana tree and got some bananas. And then I said, oh, what's that type of tree? And I pointed to a papaya tree. And said, papaya. So climb up and get me a papaya. So they climbed up. And said, what grows on that tree? Oh, some nuts, Maharaj. So they got some nuts from the tree. And then some oranges. So we went around and we had a big feast. But the devotees, even though they were living in the middle of, let's say, a veritable, I would say cornucopia. I mean, that's a fancy word in English. A veritable, supply of natural food. They couldn't figure out how to eat if the supermarkets were closed. It's amazing. Got to get a kasha tree. There's no kasha trees. Anyway, so and I was having a great breakfast. And devotee said, oh, Guru Maharaj, you're so intelligent. I said, not intelligent. It's just any rascal will understand that papayas grow on trees and bananas grow on trees. But we're so attached, to being in a very comfortable situation, especially when someone takes sannyas, you go to a temple and they bring you the maha plate. After every offering, when you hear the conch sound, that means prasadam's coming. Isn't it? That means prasadam. So, all right. Archie's over. Prasadam. Sannyasi is supposed to eat the maha plate, so they bring you out this big, especially if they, you should only go to temples that have three sets of deities, not just one set of deities. Because then you have more maha prasadam. Because if you go to some simple temple, like here in North Carolina, we only have one set of deities here. So it's only one maha plate. So you should go to a temple that has at least like Sitaram, Lakshman Hanuman, Gornatai, Jagannath Baladev, Subhadra, Radha Krishna, Nrsingha Bhagavan. Wow! New Vrindavan's like that. So anyway, so go there
He turned off his picture because he's laughing too much. Hey, turn your picture back on. So anyway, so you go there, and then they bring you this big tray with all the Mahaprasadam. And then that this is sannyas life. This is a nice life. I'm glad I'm a sannyasi. They get all the Mahaprasadam, and then you have someone fan you, like in those Hindi movies, where there's like two girls on either side with fans, and they're fanning you with a chamara after eating your prasadam. And that's sannyas life in ISKCON.
You are a wonderful teacher, Maharaj.
That's like, wow, who would not want to take sannyas? I mean, that's a fantastic deal, you know. And then they give you a donation for eating at their house. That's even better. You don't have to pay for your food, you get paid for eating. People are fanning you, and then they're washing your feet. I mean, this is like going to heaven, basically. So that should not be sannyas life. So when I, sorry about that if I'm teasing you too much. One has to get out of their comfort zone. I mean, right now I'm in my comfort zone here. But next week I'm going to be traveling, trying to keep up with the classes here. I should be able to do it every day. But traveling, visiting people, and you may say, oh, Maharaj, you're 72 years old, you get a chance to relax. No, Prabhupada was 70, 71. And then he just went to a new place, took shelter of Krishna, had so many health problems, but was so determined. Vyavasehatmakabhudhirekehakuranandana. That's sannyas life. Sannyas. So get ready.
Ah, Krishna. I'm just going to travel with you, Maharaj, and serve you.
No, I don't have any servants because a servant means I have to babysit for them. That's like when Lord Chaitanya, you're not like that, but when Lord Chaitanya took that Krishna Das to South India, he was traveling with a servant in South India. You know the story? And then the Bataharis came and they stole him away. And then Lord Chaitanya had to go and rescue him. So my experience with traveling with other people is that I have to keep rescuing them. One time and I'm not into it. It's bad enough I got to take care of myself. One time I traveled with 35 people. Several times I did this. I took 35 people. I was the tour guide for South India, and it was like babysitting. Every time someone wanted a watermelon, I had to get a watermelon for them. Every time someone got sick, I had to get medicine for them. Sannyasi, free, doesn't, servants. I have four servants already, two arms and two legs for right now.
That's what Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say.
Yeah, I know. So right now, these four servants are working very nicely. So as long as they're working nicely, I don't need other servants. Anyway, so what questions do you have?
Well, you just mentioned about Lord Ram, Maharaj. What is the view of that Vedavati, who was the Maya Sita,
Yeah.
that but then Lord Ram, Vishnu never escort Maya. So how do you answer to that he went after?
First of all, she's not Maya. She's not Krishna's illusory energy. She's Chaya Sita. That's right. She's Maya Sita in the sense that she's not the real Sita, but she's not the illusory energy of the Lord. She's actually Bhumi, Bhudevi. You understand? That's why in Tirumala, then you have Sri Devi and Bhu Devi.
Yes.
So Bhu Devi is the eternal wife of the Lord, as is Sri Devi. Bhumi. She's a pure devotee of the Lord. So she's Maya Sita in the sense that she's look like Sita, but she's not Maya Sita in the sense that she's illusion. But at the same time, because Ravan wanted to get Sita, he got Durga. Because Durga is an expansion of the real Sita. Not simply a shadow, but an expansion. Like anytime one wants Lakshmi, for example, let's say if on my altar I put a deity of Lakshmi, but I don't put Narayan. Mm-hmm. So Lakshmi, on my altar, Lakshmi will expand herself as Durga. I will not have Lakshmi on my, even though I may, we see this with many people from India, they have a deity of Lakshmi without Narayan. I've seen that on the altar. And there's even gold coins at her base and everything like that. They actually do things nicely. She's not there. That's not Lakshmi. She may look like Lakshmi. She may have gold coins around her. But when you don't have Narayan, you have Durga.
Or is it the same as Chanchala? Chanchala Lakshmi?
Yeah, Chanchala. Chanchala means that she's here today, gone tomorrow. She's just like unsteady.
Yeah.
Unsteady. So that was what we learned from the Ramayana, in spite of other stories. Like when you want Lakshmi and you don't want Narayan, then you get Durga. You get trouble. You get trouble. I mean, just like you see people with Lakshmi, like there was a very famous person now, a very rich man who just got a divorce from his wife. Don't mention his name. I don't want to mention it on there. And he's an anxiety. You may say, well, he's very rich, he's very charitable. But he got a divorce from his wife. If he had treated his wife nicely and been a vegetarian, been Krishna conscious, then he would have real Lakshmi. Real Lakshmi is not money. Real Lakshmi is opulence, material opulence, happiness in this material world. Yes, Bhumi Devi is an expansion of Lakshmi, and Durga is an expansion of both of them. Yes, that's right, Nilini Kant. He asked me that question. Because Bhumi is not Durga, but Durga is an expansion of Lakshmi, and Bhumi is an expansion of Lakshmi also. But Durga is the material energy. Durga only associates with Lord Shiva. She's a devotee too. I mean, she is Vaishnavi. Another name for Durga is Vaishnavi. So if you want, but for us, she's not a source of happiness. For a conditioned soul, Durga is a source of adhyatmik, adhibodhik, and adhidaivik miseries, right? Miseries from the body and mind, miseries from other living entities, miseries from the material energy. She's a repository. Look how Ravan was in anxiety the whole time. I mean, he was lusting after Lakshmi, and he got Durga, but he was in anxiety. He watched. Look what happened to poor Ravana. His sons got killed one after the other. His brother got killed. Poor Indrajit got killed, right? His favorite son. He lost everybody. Can you imagine? You know, you just see, look at the story of the Ramayana and you see, oh, Ravana's just fighting with Ram. But the poor guy is seeing everyone he loves, almost everyone he loves, not his wives, of course, but practically everyone he loves getting killed. Don't you think he was miserable?
Yes.
I mean, you know, you look at it very, you know, you see Ravan fighting and think, oh, he's so chivalrous and everything like that. But the poor guy was completely depressed at the end of the Ramayana because his sons had been killed. Every single son he had, Prahasta, you know, all of them had actually been killed. And then he lost everything he loved. except for his wife. Mandodari, of course, was still there, but she was left to lament for Ravana, and all of his wives lamented after Ravana was killed. So that's what happens when you want Lakshmi without Narayan. You simply get misery. Hmm. So anyway, I mean, but a sannyasi shouldn't want Lakshmi at all. He should want to serve Lakshmi Narayan, become a servant, or Radha Krishna, depending on who he is. He should want to serve. So a sannyasi is just like Krishna, 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 hey, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam, save me, protect me, Krishna, maintain me, Krishna, Govinda. So this is a sannyasi life.
Maharaj, in ISKCON we see that sannyasis are very, in ISKCON we see the sannyasis are very well, to do more than
yes.
I'm not criticizing, I'm just stating.
Yes, we have everything. We have big stomachs and big muscles. No, but all right, so sannyasi can accept those things, but there has to be detachment and readiness to function in any situation if Krishna desires.
Yes.
It's not wrong. You know, there's also the principle of yukta vairagya. A sannyasi accepts what's given to him in Krishna's service. Just like when I started this temple here in North Carolina, we had nothing. I lived in the forest for 10 years without running water, took a bath outside in the snow and the ice for 10 years. And that's why we have a temple here. Could you do that?
If you want, I'll do it.
Okay. All right. Going to take you on your word. All right, here we go. Jai, we need a temple in Alaska. Anyway, but we have to be ready to do that. It's not that, you know, obviously health considerations have to be taken there if one's getting sick or something like that, but one has to be ready. Then look what Prabhupada did. He shared a bathroom with all these young kids. He lived with basically hippies and just like degraded people. You know, Prabhupada was just, that's the mercy, that's compassion. Compassion is manifested by how much trouble we are willing to take to help others. Okay, on that happy note, I have to end. So it was an interesting discussion. Abhaya Shatva Sham Shuddhi Jnanav Yoga Vavastiti. After this discussion, Pran Govind is going to pick another mentor. He says,
no, Maharaj, I love you. Nobody can replace you.
Yeah, nobody can replace you. Thank God.
You are wonderful.
So he's gonna have to pick one who lives in a comfortable, warm climate.
And
yes, that's, you should just pick someone who's very comfortable. All right, so we have to end. Thank you very much. All glories to Prabhupada.